We were made, Lord, for this hour. We were created for this second. We were created for this hour in this age. To worship you, to praise you. If nature can cry out and paint a picture of your glory, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that we will praise you, that we will worship you, that everything inside of us will cry out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because when you come in, I pray that you will find a place that you can call your habitation. I pray that you will find, Lord, a place where you can call home within us. For you are holy and you are worthy of our praise and our honor. And we praise you. We worship you. And we thank you. And we say, amen. Amen. While you take your seat, let's just give Pastor Esty a big hand. It's not easy. It's not easy. Even if every time I've been doing the announcements for a year, and I think I want to throw up every time. I've always had a dream that, and I saw myself preaching in my jeans and in my black shirt. I have seen myself preach, and yesterday I went to buy a black shirt. All right, so let's do this. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is something that God has ordained for you before the foundations of this earth. And we're going to teach you how to tap in to the unseen, to the things that was already ordained before you were even born. Are you ready? Tell your neighbor, the unseen future. No, say it again. The unseen future. You need to antagonize the devil by every word that you say that comes out of your mouth. You declare the unseen future. Say again, the unseen future. Today, I will tap into the unseen future. Are you ready? All right, so before we start, I just want to thank my spiritual father, Pastor Leon Depria, for this opportunity to stand here and preach to you today. I don't take it lightly, and I want to thank Pastor Esty. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given me to preach. I know that God is going to move. Say to your neighbor, God is going to move. I'm starting in full-time ministry in January. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And as you guys know, when I was 14, I knew that I'm going to be in full-time ministry. And I had to hold on to a vision and I had to hold on to a promise. And I'm now, next week, I'm 38. I had to hold on to a promise that God has given me for most of my life. And I'm going to show you guys today the spiritual principles of how to access the promises that God has given you, how to access revelation, and how to persevere. Tell your neighbor, persevere. So this month has been the most difficult month of my life. The devil has come against me and has come against my heart with everything that he could come against me. The moment that I gave in my resignation, I had all hell breaking loose against my life. And the devil didn't come with small little temptations. He came for my heart. Because if he can affect my heart, what does the Bible say? Out of the heart, the issues of life flows. If he can attack my heart, and if he can have an effect on my heart, I will not be able to stand here today to be preaching and fulfill the call of God in my life. All right, are you guys with me? There was a co-worker or somebody that was in my department that passed away, and I had to run to the accident scene, and I had to be there, stand with the body, deal with the police and everything and so forth. And by the second day, I could feel a pressure on my chest that was not normal. I felt this pressure. I felt that I'm going to die. I couldn't breathe, and I didn't know what's going on. I said to God, God, this is not normal. I have lost my parents. I have lost my grandparents. I have lost a lot of people already in my life, but what is happening now is not normal. And I realized that grief, that's it. And the spirit of grief was attacking my heart. And suddenly I realized that this thing is not normal. And I started casting this thing out. And the moment that I start casting this thing out, it lifted. And I could feel the pressure comes off my heart. And what I want to do later today is pray for those people that can feel that spirit coming against you, that has battled with the spirit, because that thing will take you out. This is real. You know that we do F1 and we deal with a lot of these things, and we take a lot of people through deliverance. But I tell you now that this thing is real, and it will come for your heart, and it will take you away from the call and the destiny that God has for your life. And you will not even know it, because you might think that this is normal. Which you might think that I am sad because somebody passed away. But you must understand that the devil will try to take you out. And we're going to pray for that specifically if we have people like that in the service. Tell your neighbor, the eye is a lamp. Say it again. The eye is a lamp. So in Ephesians 1:18, it says, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. So that's what we're going to talk about, how God enlightens your eye. I want to explain to you today what spiritual perception means, what it means to see. Say to your neighbor, sight. When you walk out of this place today, you will be able to see the unseen future. And what we're going to do is I'm going to lay a foundation for you to be able to understand spiritual principles, and then we will end off with the eye is a lamp. Romans 8:24, it says this. Benny, just put that up for me. Romans 8:24 and 25. For we are saved by hope. But hope is that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope? So what is Paul saying here? Paul is saying, when you are waiting for something to manifest in your life pertaining to the promises that God has given you, may it be through a scripture, may it be through a dream, may it be through a prophecy, then you have hope that those things will manifest in your life. All right. So what happens is you move into a state of hope. So now what Paul is saying here, but the moment that what you have believed for manifests, you don't need hope anymore. All right, are you guys with me? Very easy. So faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of the things not yet seen. So I'm going to give you guys an example. Say God gave you a prophecy. Who in this house has received a prophecy so far? All right. So if God has given you a word, and he says that he's going to save your children, but your children is not yet saved, you move into a state of hope where you hope for the unseen future for your children to be saved. All right, does that make sense? So you see the unseen up until you see it manifest, and then when they are saved, you don't need hope anymore. So what causes us to be in a state of hope? While you're hoping for the loved one to get saved, while you're hoping for your breakthrough, while you are hoping for your children to be saved, think about the things that you are hoping for. You are hoping because you have seen the unseen future. So the moment that God gives you a promise, you have seen the unseen future. So if God said that He's going to save your family, it is the unseen future, for faith is now. Hope is for the future. So with faith, we take that what is in the future and you bring it into the now. So you exercise a state of hope. So what happens if you lose your hope? If people cannot see the future by the Holy Spirit, they become hopeless. If you are hopeless, if you lose your hope, you lose your joy. If you lose your joy, you lose your strength. If you lose your strength, Christianity will become mundane and very difficult. But by the Holy Spirit, you have the ability to access the unseen future so that you can become in, you can enter into a state of hope to see through and with perseverance up until that promise manifests in your life. So when the promise of God is there and you anticipate its manifestation day by day and you hope for these promises to come through, you have seen the unseen future. Tell your neighbor, the unseen future. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? I want to ask you today is, what are you seeing? Romans 5 verse 3 says this, if you have hope, you will never be put to shame. The Amplified says this, you will never be disappointed. If you have hope, you will be in a state of hope. If you can see the unseen future, if you can see yourself in the next 10 years, you're going to have perseverance to push it through up until God's promises manifest. And then you don't need hope anymore. All right, does that make sense? Are you with me? We're just laying a foundation. So the Bible says these things will remain. Faith, hope, and love. Have you seen people that is hopeless? Have you seen people that has no future? Have you seen people with no vision? You need some hope. If I can give you some hope, I can give you life. So what does the Bible say? The Bible says that we walk not by sight, but by faith. So how do we see if we do not walk by what we see? If we do not walk by sight, what do we see? Habakkuk says this. He said that I will wait and see what the Lord says to me. I will wait and see. But what is he talking about? Because suddenly the Bible says we do not walk by what we see, but by faith. There is an invisible reality beyond this physical reality. And we need to get you there. We need to get you out of the state where you see now into the invisible, the unseen realm. Tell your neighbor, the unseen realm. All right. So we quickly have to, I have to just quickly lay a foundation on the Holy Spirit for you to be able how to access this invisible reality. So the moment that you get saved, you and you get baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the ability to speak in other tongues. All right. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2 says this, for he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God, for no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. The word mysteries in the Greek, Pastor Leon has taught you, is the word mysterion. That means the secret plans, the counsels of God, His purposes, the secret plans that God has about you that is locked up inside of Him. You have the ability now to access those mysterion. All right, are you guys with me? You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You have the ability by speaking in other tongues to access the mysterion, to access the counsels, to access the purposes and the plans of God for your life. So what does this mean? You have the ability to see the unseen future. You have the ability by the Holy Spirit that He illuminates your mind so that you can access the unseen future. So what does the Holy Spirit mean? The Bible talks about the Ruha Spirit. That, I spoke about it last time. It speaks that God always gives out. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the ability to always give out life. What this means is, in the Greek, it means that He is an ecstatic state of prophecy. You are filled with an ecstatic state of prophecy. You have the spirit of prophecy that is upon you. You have the prophetic spirit inside of you. And by the Spirit, you have the ability to access every hidden counsel, every plan that God has over you. And you have the ability that the Holy Spirit illuminates your mind and to start seeing the unseen future. You have the ability to become a seer at a certain level. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you speak in other tongues, your mind gets illuminated and you have the ability to see the unseen future. So what happens now is, I want to quickly tell you that you have three realms of prophecy. We just discussed the first level. The second level is when you have the gift of prophecy. So we're not talking about that. Then we have the third level where it is the office of the prophet. Pastor Leon, the office of the prophet, where he is in his office when he is up here, that is what he is walking in. Then you have the gift. And then you have where you and I are the first level because of the spirit of prophecy. You have the ability to see the unseen future. You have the ability to prophesy yourself blind to the circumstances, to prophesy yourself blind to what you see, and to bring that what is in the future to your now. So Romans 19 says this: the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of you have the ability to move in the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to quickly show you how this works. It says in the Bible that the spirit will fall on everyone. All right, are you guys with me? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is inside of you? Do you believe that He is ecstatic state of prophecy? Do you believe that He is the prophetic spirit? You have the ability to access the future. Prophesying means to foretell. You can move in this realm because of hope. And that brings perseverance. That brings endurance. If I didn't see when I was 14 that I will preach here, I wouldn't have had the ability to persevere, because every time that things looked bad, every time that I thought that God is not with me, I could access the unseen future and I could see. And that causes me to have perseverance. That causes me to have hope. So how does the testimony of Jesus Christ works? The moment that you find yourself in poverty, by the Holy Spirit, He brings the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, He became poor so that I can become rich. The testimony of Jesus Christ. If you are sick, the Holy Spirit brings the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He says that by His stripes I am healed. You can become the testimony of Jesus Christ and prophesy yourself blind to what you see. The key here is the Holy Spirit. Say the Holy Spirit. You have to be driven by the Holy Spirit. So now I'm almost finished. I want to quickly tell you guys three realms of sight. Are you ready? All right, so you are filled with the Holy Spirit, which is the ecstatic state of prophecy. You have the ability to access the mysterion of God by praying in other tongues and to see the unseen future. All right, so we have three realms of sight. The first realm is our 2020 vision. I can see Pastor Esty, I can see you guys, 2020 vision. So we were not created to see 2020 vision. When Adam fell, the Bible says that his eyes went open and he saw himself naked. You were not created to see 2020 vision or to operate only in 2020 vision. Then we get something else that we call spiritual perception. Two levels of spiritual perception: insight and foresight. Insight, and I'm going to just use an illusion or an illustration. Say you're walking down the street, and by the Holy Spirit, in the Spirit, and there is somebody with a gun running towards you. And now you see by 2020 vision, oh my God, I'm going to die. But then suddenly, by the Holy Spirit, you move out of 2020 vision and into insight, and you see the devil behind this, and you can address the devil, and the outcome is good. All right. Now with foresight, when you are praying in your room, you see that you're walking down the street, and you already see that somebody's going to come with a gun, and you already see the outcome before that has happened. So the moment that you walk down the street and this guy comes with a gun, you already know the outcome before, and you are not shaken and you are not moved, for you have the Spirit of God inside of you. What you see is what you're going to get. What are you seeing? Only those who see the invisible can do the impossible. If Pastor Leon couldn't see you sitting here today, it wouldn't have happened. But he saw you in this place. And because he saw you sitting here, he could endure every attack that came against him. He could endure every false accusation, every lie that came against him, because he already saw you sitting in this place. If you can see it, you can be it. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? Are you seeing your circumstances? Are you seeing the facts? Are you submitting to 2020 vision? Or are you submitting to the unseen future, that by the Spirit you bring the unseen future into your now? Moses saw the impossible. Joseph saw himself as a prime minister before he got there. David saw himself as king before he sat on the throne. Jesus saw you and me before the foundations of this earth, so he could endure the cross. And he hung there because he knew that he has a hope that you guys will be saved. And he endured the cross so that you will be his inheritance. You are his inheritance. Paul says this. He says that he is a master architect. He's a master builder. He says he's an architect of divine revelation. You have to tap into divine revelation over your life. This is not only for preachers. This is not only for the apostles. This is not only for the evangelists. This is for you and me, filled with the Holy Spirit, to see the unseen future. When you operate in spiritual perception, you become a major threat to the enemy. If you can see your future, you're going to be in a state of hope, and you will know that you cannot be shaken. Whatever he's going to throw your way is just going to melt like wax in the presence of an almighty God. What are you seeing? So all of us knows the story of Elijah and his servant. And the army is coming against Elijah. And the servant is standing there and he's operating in 20/20 vision. And this guy is nervous. And he says, Elijah, do you see this army? And Elijah says to him, those who are with us are much more than those who are with them. And he thinks to himself, are you crazy? Because he saw the circumstances. His servant saw the facts. He saw the letter from the doctor that said that you're going to die. He saw everything else that came against them. And suddenly Elijah sees the same circumstances. He sees the same facts. But he moves out of 20/20 vision into insight. And then he says, God, open up his eyes so that he can see. What are you seeing? Are you submitting to the same circumstances? Psalm 32 verse 8 says this. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye. It's not a big brother eye. What it means is there's a fusion that takes place. So your eye, your spiritual perception, fused with God. And he shows you the way to go. Say spiritual perception. This is a major problem in the body of Christ. Because people will see that Pastor Leon operates in power and the anointing of God. And still, by observation, they will perceive it as he has a devil. I want to show you guys, and we're going to end off with this, what God says about seeing. Benny, you can put this up. Luke 11, verse 34. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, just give us the New King James. The lamp of the body is the eye. So therefore, when the eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Next one, Benny. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Take heed that the spiritual perception that is inside of you is not darkness. Next one. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. And as he spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. We'll come back to the first part. So what happened here is in the Greek it talks about Jesus just going into this man's house, and we can use the word slouching and just starting to eat. So in that time they have believed if you walk in the marketplace, the demons will come and sit on you. And if you don't wash your hands, then the demons will go into you. All right, so now Jesus is just going in there because he wants to reveal what is in this man's heart. He just lies down there and he starts eating without washing his hands. And this guy is like, what is this dude doing? He's going to have demons inside of him. And then Jesus goes on, and I don't want to read further. So what happens is this religious person, he operates out of observation. He made an observation. And we call this presupposition. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you made assumptions? Where you presuppose? Where you already make a judgment before things have already happened? So what is Jesus saying about observation? Luke 17, it says this. The kingdom of God comes not by observation. If you find yourself operating in a spirit of observation, you will never be able to see the manifestation of the kingdom in your life. So what does kingdom mean? It's the basilia, the right to royal power, the right to dominion, the right to authority. You will never be able to see that manifestation of His power, His authority, and His dominion in your life if you only live by observation. That is what is killing the church, because the church is spiritually blind to when people are operating in the spirit of a living God, and when people are called by a living God, they come and they make pre-assumptions. If you live only by observation, you will be blind, and the blind will lead the blind. But God said that the kingdom will manifest in your life, His power, His authority, His dominion, if you can go from 2020 vision to insight to foresight. Pastor Leon moves in this realm. So what will happen is, he will already hear what the team says in their house about him. And he will pick up the phone and say, "What are you saying?" Because he lives not by observation, but insight and foresight. He knows exactly where you are going. And I want to tell you now that you do not need to be a prophet to be able to see the unseen future. So now it says in verse 34, the eye is a lamp of the body. So what does it mean? The eye is an illuminator, so that your mind will be illuminated, says Paul. So if you drive down the road and you put on your headlights, that is illuminated for your car so that you know where you're going. So the eye is an illuminator, that which is supposed to show you where to go. But if you only see by 2020 vision, you're going to see the circumstances and the facts. You will not know where God is going to take you. And we just said that by the Holy Spirit, you access the mysterion. You access the unseen future. You have the ability to be illuminated. So I want to challenge you today to start praying like never before. To start praying in the Holy Spirit, because you guys are the core group of this church. You guys are the leaders. You guys are the next E-group leaders. You guys are the next F1, F2 leaders. And the devil is going to come against you. And the devil is going to want to make you operate out of observation. So you're going to come into this church, and he's going to tell you, check that new TV. I might have paid with that, with my tithe. Ooh. Oh my greatness. Check his new jacket that's lying on the ground. And what is going to happen is you're going to step into observation. And that thing is going to come for your heart. But you do not know that the TV was sponsored. If you were in insight and foresight, you would have even seen that you should have sponsored the TV before somebody else sponsored the TV. In which realm do you operate? In which realm do you operate? I want to end off with this. Revelations 3 verse 18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you might be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with the eye salve that you may see. But what does it say? I counsel you to buy. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you hours and hours on your knees praying in the Holy Spirit, up until He shows you the unseen future, up until He shows you the mysterion and the counsels and the plans that He has for your life. so that you can enter into a state of hope, so that by anticipation you can hope for the promises to manifest in your life. And we do this by faith. I want to encourage you to buy eyesight so that you can see. Pastor Leon doesn't come up here and operate in the level that he operates by playing and watching TV and YouTube. But he operates in the power and the authority that God has given him, because he has spent hours and hours and hours, and he has bought eyesight so that he can see. I want to encourage you guys to pray. If we say, and Pastor Leon says, there is a prayer meeting, come and pray. It's not for him. It's for you. He's already seeing you, but he now needs to get you to where he sees you. Let's just stand. Let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you will fill these people with a hunger, with the spirit of supplication and of prayer. I pray that you will call them into the inner place. I pray that they will start praying. If they could just know what they can see, if they will start praying, I pray that, Lord, they will access, have illumination by the Holy Spirit and see the unseen future. I pray that you will bless them. I pray that your anointing will rest upon them. I pray that the Holy Spirit will go with them. And we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you. You alone are worthy.